Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating 18 years of the membership of Dr. Ivan Meisner and Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Ivan, thanks again for being here. Folks, 18 years ago this week, he joined us for the first time in 1999, and it's been a great relationship ever since. And it's been so much fun to see how Ivan's been. Well, what now, 32 years? BNI is 32 years old or so?
32 years old, BNI, yeah.
Yeah, he founded it back in 85, and folks, I know the story about how he founded BNI. He was basically just trying to get new clients for his consulting company, and then all of a sudden he said, wait a minute, I think I'm onto something here. Ivan, I want to go back to, I want you to talk a little bit, share some, a little bit of your entrepreneurial story with us, and I want to give you a kind of an angle to think about, because I know you enough to know that you'll have some thoughts on this. One of the things that I talked to new entrepreneurs about what's important, what you've got to have if you're going to make it, it won't matter if you've got enough capital or not. It won't matter if you got a great company, a great product or not. It won't happen. It won't matter what your education is, what your background, what your experience is. If you're going to start something from nothing and you're going to be successful, you won't make it unless you are able to believe in yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to believe in yourself. No question about it. When I started BNI, a lot of people were like, what are you doing? What is this? And I realized that it was going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. And here's the key, I think, is you have to be a dog with a bone. You have to be a dog with a bone. You know, you have to be very persistent. When you truly believe in what you've got, just bite it and hang on to your concept. Years ago, someone used this expression, and I love it. It says, ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice.
Yeah, because you're going to learn stuff at least, right? You're going to moving right. You're going to learn stuff. Well, the thing that I keep coming back to, I've had people ask me this: what is the key to entrepreneurship? And because you and I have seen people who were funded and didn't make it. We've seen people who didn't have enough, who had didn't have two nickels to rub together, and they made it. And what was the difference? I truly believe that believing in yourself, when customers let you down, when employees let you down, when the marketplace lets you down, when the world is against you, when you don't have enough cash, when everything is going to you know where, if you believe in yourself, you've still got a chance.
Yes, you do have a chance, and that's what I mean by being persistent. You know, you have to believe in yourself to have that kind of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, and you still have to have that plan. You still have to set those goals. You know, you still have to do those other things. But you tackle it like a dog with a bone. And when you can do that and do it consistently over time, and that's the other part, is it's over time. People today, we have this sort of get-rich-quick society where we think that, come on, Jim, I've been doing it for a year. You know, I'm not really successful yet. Well, I tell people I'm a 20-year overnight success.
Right.
It took me 20 years to build a real, truly a global company.
Yeah.
I was making a salary, basically, for the first 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not much more than that.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's the only thing that you can have in your defense when other people are telling you you're crazy and you know they're probably right. You know what I mean? I mean, even though whether you think they're right or not, you can't find a way to argue with them. You can't come up with a good argument against their points, but yet you still keep going. The only way you can do that is if you believe in yourself.
Yeah, if you believe in yourself, no doubt. I mean, I even had the media back in the 80s when I was just starting BNI, and they're like, how do you make a, you can't make a business out of this. This isn't a business. This is a club. I'm like, okay, well, this is why you're a reporter.
But But you saw, networking as a as an avocation before anybody else did, I think.
Yeah, you know, that's, it's interesting you say that, because for the first 3 years of BNI, I still ran my consulting business. I was a management consultant. And someone said to me once, one too many times, so what do you do? You BNI, or you do this consulting thing? And I would always say, BNI is my, my consulting is my vocation, BNI is my avocation.
Yeah.
And I said it one too many times where I was like, why am I not doing my avocation?
Right.
And,
well, I didn't tell one world what I was doing in the other world. They didn't. I did my consulting and my media company at the same time too. I transitioned. I didn't tell either the other worlds what I was doing. Hey, Ivan, Mark, good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for 18 great years.
Thank you,
Ivan Meiser, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, the galactic guru of networking. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.